ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. And bet you're looking for an update. You're going to get one. I'm still here, which should tell you something about what's going on in Sandpoint, Idaho. This broadcast opened the eyes of the nation and the world, and things are happening now like they should. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it amazing that it takes something like that to get Americans off their butts and into action? I think it's incredible. And I think it, you know, that kind of thing needs to be examined. Why is it that Americans are so apathetic? Huh? Pay attention to the lyrics, folks. You know the music from this broadcast always means something.
Some free stuff, man, with this democracy stuff. Baby Marx called in. Told you. Damn, ought to get them Christians all holed up. Stuff happens in this country. What's he talking about? We supposed to take care of everybody in the world? All the freeloaders?
I don't think so. Big flaw with that, folks. In this country, the ship of state is not supposed to stay alone.
This happens to America first. The cradle of the best, not the worst. It's here they got the range and the machinery for change. It's here they got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family is broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart will cut the open and it's unrelenting way. Democracy is coming.
It's already here.
It ain't coming. It's here. And you better watch out.
Now, who is this guy, man, singing this song, telling us all about this stuff, predicting the future with the freedom that what he's predicting wouldn't give him? Not 100 million years, man.
The river's gonna weep and the mountain's gonna shout, amen. It's coming like the tide of blood beneath the blood of sway. Imperial bullets, serious and amorous array. Democracy is coming.
It's Leonard Cohen, man. It's baby Marx's daddy. Yeah!
Stop that ship.
Shore and me, past the reefs of greed, through the squalls of sea.
Oh, no. I am the iceberg that will sink that ship of state. You better damn well believe it. It ain't unsinkable.
I'm sentimental.
Don't you just love it when they paddle on themselves?
The country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'll need the left or right. I'm just staying home tonight. Getting lost in that hopeless little screen. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming.
Little wild bouquet.
Little red rosebud, I'll bet. Right under his nose.
Leonard Cohen. Socialist par excellence. Music as a brainwashing tool. Most people listen to this crap, but they don't even understand what the hell it is he's saying. And they get brainwashed in the process, thinking it's cool, man. I play this stuff on this show to wake you up to the reality of it all. Thanks to last night's broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is going to happen to hurt those children in Sandpoint, Idaho. Nothing. There are people on the scene. They're armed. They're watching the situation. Sheriff Jarvis has promised, he's given his word, that he will do nothing to harm those children. There are people from other points of the country, militia units, on the way there. There have been hundreds and hundreds and maybe even thousands of phone calls and faxes to the authorities in Sandpoint, Idaho, to Sheriff Jarvis and his sheriff's department, all because of last night's broadcast. I got some phone calls today and some emails saying,
Bill, you lost it last night. You get all emotional and you defeated your purpose.
No. I know what I'm doing. I know exactly what I'm doing. And what I did last night was save those children's lives. Because nobody was paying attention. Nobody cared. Not even the people in Sandpoint, Idaho, understood the significance of what was going on. Now they do. Now the whole world understands it. And whatever the outcome, those children will not be harmed because of this broadcast. Also got a lot of emails saying, how dare you call us cowards?
Are we supposed to get up and ride off into the sunset every time you say so?
Has nothing to do with my say-so, ladies and gentlemen. Your actions over the years have proven your cowardice. It is not a theory. It is not guesswork. It is an actual fact. This is not the land of the brave and the home of the free, or the home of the brave and the land of the free, any way you want to say it. This is a nation of cowards. And that's the truth. And by God, if that makes you angry, good, so be it. Maybe it'll stir you to examine yourself and your motives, and maybe it'll change that despicable status, because it's the truth. And sending me email and calling me up and calling me names doesn't faze me at all, because, frankly, my dear Scarlett, I don't give a damn. You see, I don't do this broadcast for ratings. I don't do it for popularity. I don't do it to make you like me. I don't do it to make you love me. I don't do it to make you care about me. I'm doing it to try to save this nation, to try to restore a constitutional Republican government, to try to prevent things like Waco and Ruby Ridge and what's happening in Sandpoint, Idaho today. And that's the only thing I care about, is the future of freedom. And I've told you a million times, I'm going to tell you again, if you're not ready and willing to die for freedom, it cannot be yours, it will not be yours. You cannot have it. You don't even understand it. You don't know what it is. You are not worthy of it. You do not deserve it, and you will not live in it. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. You see, I really don't care what you think about me. Never have. That's not my purpose. I'm not here to become your little radio star. I'm not here to serve you personally. I'm not here to make you happy. I'm not here to make you comfortable. I'm not here to tell you that you are wonderful and great and smart and brilliant. I'm not here to promise you some wonderful attribute because of your status as an American. I'm here to tell you, unless you change your ways, you're doomed, you're screwed, up yours, out of it. You know, you ain't nothing. Most of you are so damn stupid, you don't even know what day it is. You don't know what's happening in your city council, and yet you sit around criticizing national politics. Which, if you don't understand what's going on in your city council, I can guarantee you, you haven't got the slightest clue about what you're talking about on a national level. And since most of you have never seen or read a constitution, you don't even know what the national level is anyway. You have no idea what your government is supposed to be or what it's become. You don't know what your rights are. You don't know what's protected or not protected. You don't know the history of this country. You don't understand the Articles of Confederation. You don't understand the unanimous declaration of the original 13 colonies. You don't understand the Constitution for the United States and the Bill of Rights. You don't understand that the Bill of Rights is an integral part of the Constitution, part and parcel. In short, ladies and gentlemen, not only is this a nation of cowards, but it's a nation who does not know their ass from a hole in the ground, and that's the truth. And if you don't like that, turn off your radio and get the hell out of my life. Go away. Disappear. Join Baby Marx. But understand that someday you are going to face men like me on a battlefield, peering at you over the sights of a rifle, because we will. No matter how long it takes, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how many of us must die, we will restore constitutional Republican government. We will reinstate the law in this country. We will do that. It's our duty. And if you want to get in the way, you better damn sure make sure you're not one of those cowards I was talking about. Because I'll tell you right now, point blank, with no minced words whatsoever, when that day comes, that civil war breaks out in this country, and we must do everything that we must to restore a constitutional Republican government. If you get in front of me on the battlefield, I'm going to blow your damn head off. And I'll do it so quick, you won't even understand what the hell happened. And I'm just one lonely little person. And I don't need gas money for a car to get where I need to go. I don't need anything except my determination, the righteousness of my cause, and whatever I have available to me. If I have to walk 1,000 miles, I'll do it. Which brings me to some of the calls last night. What about you? Oh, I can't do it. I don't have any money left. You know, it's in the middle of the month. It's the end of the month, and I haven't got paid. And I don't have any gas for my car. Tell that to George Washington. He didn't have a car. He was lucky to have a horse. His men never had horses. They walked from South Carolina to New York and from New York back to South Carolina. Tell that to all the soldiers in the Civil War. They didn't have cars. They didn't have troop transports. They didn't have gasoline. They didn't even have paychecks. They walked. They walked. Tell that to the pioneers who settled this country. What do you think? They started out and got off the boat in New York or wherever they got off the boat at and bought them a big giant wagon and beautiful team of horses, and they set out for the West Coast. Bullshit. They walked. All of them walked. Even the ones that had wagons and oxen to pull those wagons, they would not ride in those wagons. You know why? Because it added more weight for the oxen to pull, and the oxen were valuable. They could not lose their oxen, and so they walked. They walked. They walked, you stupid fools. They walked. God gave you legs, not cars, not gasoline. How dare you tell me that you couldn't go to the aid of your fellow Americans to protect all of our freedoms because you have money for gasoline? Up your gasoline. Screw you and your gasoline. Screw your car. Who the hell do you think you are? What is wrong with this country? How low have we sunk that we think that to protect our freedoms and to protect our fellow Americans against oppression, despotism, and tyranny that we have to have money for gasoline? Who the hell are you? I don't know you. Last night, I understood exactly that phrase in the Bible. Where all of these preachers and people would say, I have performed miracles in your name. I have done this and this and this. And he looked, turned around, looked at him and says, I know ye not. I don't know you people. You don't make sense to me. You don't have any brains. You don't have any guts. You don't have any balls. You don't have any common sense. You don't care. You have no values. Nothing. And I'm telling you right now that, as usual, I'm not talking to every single person out there. But I am talking to those of you whom this little tirade really disturbs, because I'm telling you, if it disturbs you, if it bothers you, if it makes you angry, I am pushing your buttons, and you know absolutely that I am absolutely correctly on target with you, and that's the truth with you. It's the truth with you. I've used this example before, and I'll use it again tonight. If I'm walking down the street and somebody comes running out of a bank and says, stop that bank robber, stop that bank robber, I'm not going to get all upset and start running thinking that they're talking about me. Because I'm not a bank robber. When you get upset, when it bothers you what I'm saying, you are exactly the person I'm talking to, and you are exactly the person where that truth belongs. And you damn well know it. Most of you wouldn't get off your dead ass to help your next door neighbor if the BATF raided them tomorrow and claimed they were drug dealers and you knew damn well they weren't. You wouldn't lift a finger to save them. When this nation was in its founding stages, men did not say, "Oh, I'm sorry, General Washington. I can't make it today because I don't have no shoes." They marched without shoes. When it came winter, they didn't tell General Washington. They didn't say, "I'm sorry, General Washington. I got to go home and put my feet by the fire because I got no shoes and my feet are going to freeze." No, their feet froze. They stayed with the army. And some of them lost their feet because their feet froze. And they had to have them amputated. And you're telling me last night, "Oh, I can't go. I don't have any gas money." Tell that to the men who lost their feet because they didn't have shoes at Valley Forge. You disgust me. I am disgusted by the people in this country. Absolutely disgusted. Last night I called Alan Weiner. I said, "Alan, tell the world I'm not going to support these people. I can't support them. I have nothing in common with them. I don't know them. I know ye not." Alan knows my moods. He knows I couldn't desert you, no matter how much I want to. You don't deserve me. You don't deserve anybody. You really don't. Who the hell are you? You don't know who you are. You're not willing to sacrifice anything. Nothing means anything to you. Nothing. You have no principles, no ideals. You're not willing to die for anything. And for you to act, you got to have gas money. You got to have gas money. Pathetic. If I didn't have gas money, if I didn't have a car, if I didn't have a truck, and I had to get to Sandpoint, Idaho to save those children, I would walk. I would walk. It might take me a long time to get there, but I'd get there. But you gotta have gas money. You gotta have money. Did you know that men fought in the Revolutionary War for years before they were paid? Did you know they were promised a pension and they were forced to submit requests for that pension over and over and over again? I read you some of those stories on this broadcast. And it wasn't until in the 1800s that the oldest of them who had survived began to actually get their pensions from the government for their service in creating this nation. And you tell me you got to have gas money. I'm bewildered. Pardon me, folks, but I'm bewildered. I don't know you. I don't understand you. You are not of my caliber. And I'm just an ordinary folk. I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm the guy that's actually allowed you to get to know me over the years because I don't pretend anything. I'm not out for ratings. I'm not out for popularity contests. So when I'm sad, I let you know I'm sad. When I'm happy, I let you know I'm happy. When I'm in despair, I let you know I'm in despair. When I'm crying, I'll let you know I'm crying. Rush Limbaugh will never do that. Ted Koppel will never do that. None of those people, creep-ass jerk-offs, will ever do that because their goal is to impress you and make you think they're little gods and they're perfect and stuff, and it's a lie. They're deceiving you. They're not human when they're on the air. I am. I will always be. I will never change that because I don't give a damn about all this. I'm not making any money from this. I don't want to. It's not my thing. My whole goal is to try to convince you that we, common, ordinary people, and to make you believe that, I have to show you that I'm just as common and ordinary as all the rest of you with the same faults and the same emotions and the same fallibilities. And that's always been what I've tried to do. And some of you still try to put me up on some pedestal somewhere. Don't do that. It's all a lie. All humans are basically exactly the same. If you're looking around and you see some human or some man or some woman that you believe is better than you, you're fooling yourself. You're doing yourself a great disservice, and you're doing that person a great disservice because you're expecting them to be godlike, and they cannot and will not be. What the hell is the matter with all of you? Why do you accept what you're taught to accept? Why do you believe that your brain is no better than anybody else's? Why do you take some idiotic, stupid job somewhere that you hate and never try to improve yourself or get into a better job or, better yet, start your own business? What is wrong with all of you? And to protect your freedoms, to protect your neighbors, to prevent tyranny, you got to have gas money. I got to tell you, folks, you have just absolutely blown me away. I don't understand any of it. I don't. I literally do not understand where you're coming from. I don't understand what you're doing. And I damn sure don't understand why you're doing it.
Phones are open, 520-333-4578. 520-333-4578. Everything that's happened to protect the lives of those children happened because of this broadcast last night and none other. And you better understand that. 520-333-4578 is the number. Let's take your calls for the rest of the hour. If you've got the guts to call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. Bill from Zandpoint.
Hi,
Eric. Briefly, what did happen to Zandpoint? I missed your show last night.
Jeez. Do you have a newspaper?
No, sir. I do not.
Do you have access to the internet? You ever check the news?
I'm running at work, and then I got to get somebody else to turn the computer on. I'm kind of dumb.
Well, very basically, there's a family, the McGuckins, William and Joanne McGuckin. William died 3 weeks ago. They're local patriots, Christians, and they homeschool their children. And over the years, I've told you that these kinds of people would be targeted. They knew they would be targeted. They were persecuted, in fact, by people in that community. And they felt that sooner or later, the local officials would come to take their children away from them. And now the newspapers are saying because they believed that, they were paranoid. But that's exactly what happened. As soon as the father died, 3 weeks later, the woman is in total devastation. She has no income. She has no means to work. She's never worked in her life. She's been supported by her husband. She has six children there with her. She's totally devastated. And guess what? They come and entice her out of the house and arrest her on a bogus charge of felony child abuse. And it is a bogus charge.
They're trying to make us all into victims, Bill. They're trying to make us into victims, sir.
No, they wanted to take those children who had been homeschooled by patriots out of that family so that they can be brainwashed and reintroduced into the new Marxist world order so that they will not represent a future threat as leaders of patriots.
Like they wanted to do down in Waco, right?
And what happened is after they arrested the mother and took her to have her committed to a mental institution so that she can't be tried and defend herself, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, then they went back to get the children. Guess what the children did? They ran back in the house. They got all the family guns out. They told the sheriff to shove it up his butt, and they weren't coming out, and if they tried to come in and get them, they'd kill them. Like good patriots should always do, they protected themselves, their family, and their property.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I'm glad it's finally coming to this, and I hope the word gets out to the world.
But isn't it strange that it has to be children that have the balls to do it?
Hey, what did Jesus say about the children?
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you go, Bill.
Thanks for calling. And so for all of you who are wondering, that's what happened. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, I heard on CNN that the dogs, when the children unleashed the dogs, they bit two of the deputies.
Good.
They should have bit. That made me laugh and laugh and laugh.
Should have bit more of them.
But, you know, I heard the children are eating lily pad soup. You know, they're getting lily pads from the pond and making soup out of them. And I was hoping maybe you have an address where we can send food to the kids.
Well, I was hoping that somebody have an address where we could find lily pad soup that would give Americans the courage that those children have.
Well, okay.
What do you think about that?
I'll call and get in because you talked most of the first half hour, and I'll let another call get in. Bye now.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. Yeah, there must be something to that lily pad soup. Can't be anything wrong with it. You notice how they're demonizing this family? They're saying that the children are living in this house with no power and no water. Do you know that in virtually every state of the Union, it is against the law for the utilities companies to shut off water and power in a home where poor children live who cannot pay those bills? And yet, that community did it, and they're blaming it on the family. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Cooper. Blind man from Boston.
Hi.
I have a report on this incident. CNN gave a totally different story.
Of course they would. What did you expect from CNN?
Yeah, they said that the power was not shut off. The mother had the power shut off, or they were living alone, and the kids threatened to kill the sheriff, and they were...
That's a damn lie. That's a damn lie. The mother did not have anything shut off. The city shut off the water. They shut off the power. And yes, the children said, if you come in this house and try to hurt us or take us away from our home, we'll kill you.
Well, if I...
And they're absolutely correct in doing that. They have a right to defend themselves.
I agree with some of your statements, and if I could get there, I would. But I have crippled almost, and...
No, you're not crippled. I got one leg. You don't hear me saying I can't do things or I can't walk. Or I can't participate because I got one leg.
It's
there's things
so
that you can do.
There are people that are out in the street, and we had an accident up here about a year ago. Kids were lying in the street, and nobody would come to their aid. So finally the police came after like 30, 40 minutes. This is the way it is. And it's just a lot of us have lost a lot of faith because of this.
Because of what?
Because of this kind of thing happening. They won't help their next-door neighbor when they need help.
Well, yeah, that's my point.
Yeah,
that's always been my point. America has gone down the tubes. Nobody gives a damn about anything except themselves.
It's going to get worse before it gets better.
You better believe there's going to be a war. It's going to be a civil war, and a lot of people are going to die. Maybe me, maybe you. But
yeah,
a lot of people are going to die. And we're going to reinstate constitutional Republican government. We're going to reinstate the law, and we're going to start all over again.
Well, I just wanted to report what the CNN said, because they interviewed the there's a 19-year-old sister that's trying to help get the children out or something like
why?
That.
Why?
That's all they said. They didn't. They said because the mother was mistreating them or something.
But they didn't say what she was doing, did they? It's all a lie.
Something about a felony broadcast, a felony.
What? What did she do?
Okay, they didn't get really into it.
No, they won't, because they're demonizing her like they did the Branch Davidians, and that's what you don't understand.
Well, I'm going to listen to it later, see if the report comes on again.
I'll tell you exactly what's going on. They're going to continue the lie. And it is a lie. I've done, before I did that broadcast. See, I don't do a broadcast unless I've checked everything out and I know what's going on.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's a lie.
Yeah. One other thing. Is your book still available?
No.
Oh, it's not?
Not unless it's in your local bookstore.
I was told it was. I'll have to look
You just asked me a question. I gave you an answer. If you want to argue about it, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, but
the answer is going to be the same.
More reports on this story, because I hope they get the power back soon.
Well, they should. See, the city cut it off. How can the woman shut off the power and electricity?
Yeah, they blame her. They said she did it.
She can't do it. And
it's against
the law for the utility companies to do it when they know there's children living in the house.
They said they've been living without phone and power for weeks, so I don't know why they're doing this, saying these things.
They're saying these things to demonize those people like they demonized the Branch Davidians, so the American people will allow them to destroy that family. Just like they destroyed the Branch Davidians, and everybody said, oh, they're a bunch of religious fanatics, they deserve to die.
Yeah, I see. Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Cooper.
And I might remind you that it's not Bill Clinton in the White House. It's George W., son of the man who first used the words New World Order since Hitler used them. Just in case you think you're safe. 520-333-4578 is the number. Despicable. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hi.
Will from Missouri.
Hi, Will.
Got to tell you that I've been dragging around the house today and really kind of a bad, shamed, like a worse than a self-whipped dog, about an inch off the ground like a slug, because I didn't do anything last night either after you told me. I sat there and I went around and I was thinking, well, what can I do? And what can I do? I got to go. My truck's ready. I got no problem for gas. I just kind of wound up where... I didn't want to leave my stuff, and I'd like to read out of the book of Revelation.
Wait a minute. Did you actually say you didn't want to leave your stuff?
That's right, Bill.
Go ahead.
Sounds
to me like you might be getting ready to educate a lot of people.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a bad day. But in the book of Revelation, in the book 3, 17, it talks about Laodicea, and I believe we're in the Laodicean church age. And it says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not, thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I'm chained to my own place, and I can't even go next door to help my friends. And I apologize to you, Bill, because I listen a lot to your program.
Well, thank you for being so very honest, and I understand how hard that is to do. But you know what? That's the first step toward changing all of that, and that's what I had to do when I realized that I had been totally deceived all my life and had committed my life to the wrong causes all of my life. I was devastated, and I didn't want to admit it. I wanted to deny it all and keep on going. And it wasn't until I went into the bathroom, looked myself in the mirror, and said, Bill, you're stupid. You've been stupid all your life. You're a stupid fool, and you just can't do that anymore, ever again. That's when my life changed.
Well, you know, I got rid of almost everything that I had, down to just a truckload and a small trailer, and moved out of the city about 7 or 8 years ago. And I wanted to be ready, you know.
Uh-huh. And now you got your stuff again.
Now I've got a whole other collection of stuff again, and I'm all set up again, and I'm just as chained as I was before.
Yeah. But see, people don't understand it. Those are material things. They don't love you.
Absolutely.
They mean nothing. And if you lose them all, you can get them all back again at some later time. These are just tools and things that are absolutely worthless to our soul, to our well-being, truthfully.
To our country,
to everything. I mean, it's nice if we are in a position where we're living in peace and there is no tyranny and we can have those things and live comfortably. But we can never be trapped by them, because it is just another form of enslavement. And if you're enslaved, you are not free, can never be free, will never be free, will never know the meaning of freedom. See, I can walk away from everything that's here tonight and never look back, and it won't bother me a bit.
Well, I woke up this morning after a very sleepless night last night, and I'm thinking about that 15-year-old boy in there trying to defend his brothers and sisters, and I'm telling you, I just haven't felt good all day.
Well, good for you.
I just wanted to let you know that.
I hate to tell you this, but good for you. That's exactly the way you should feel, and that's going to lead to maybe you not doing that ever again.
Well, I'm making changes right now.
Good for you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Thank you for calling. God bless you for having the guts to tell the truth. Because most people out there haven't got the guts to even tell the truth to themselves. Much less call up a radio broadcast and tell the truth. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. I just wanted to clear up some things. A lot of people are talking about what's going on CNN, and they don't know what's the truth and what isn't the truth. That scares the hell out of me, because the truth is obvious. All you got to do is read between the lines. If I may, I just like to read from an AP newswire that came off the internet today.
Go ahead.
And this is just to help the listeners understand what's going on between the lines. First of all, they're trumping up this whole scenario with the mother, Joanne, being mentally ill. Distraught is not mentally ill.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Her husband died 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
She's totally distraught. She's not mentally ill. She's in grief. She's in mourning. My God, after I sent my family away, I was in mourning, in grief, for almost 2 years, and I was walking around here with no purpose, no nothing, and I felt like somebody had fired a cannonball right through my chest.
Well, I bet you the authorities, quote-unquote, could paint a picture of you being a lunatic as well.
Well, they'll do that
and
about
sure
me anyway.
Well, I just wanted to point this out. They said, and this is quoting again from the Associated Press, the incident was triggered by Tuesday's arrest of the children's mother, Joanne McGuckin, on a warrant charging felony injury to a child. Then, of course, the Sheriff Jarvis declined to elaborate on the charge. They haven't trumped it up.
They won't say the charge because they can't say the charge because it never happened.
Right. And now they're promising the children that if they come out of the house, they'll take them to see their mother.
That's, isn't that what they told the Branch Davidians?
Exactly. Now, why would
they told them they wouldn't be arrested, and they'd be taken to see their children and to see their families, and they didn't. They're liars. They're liars.
If the mother, the audience probably doesn't understand this, but think about this, audience, please. If the mother was abusing the children, felony abuse, why would the cops take the kids to see their mother?
That's exactly right. And why would the children get the guns and refuse to allow the cops to take them anywhere?
Yes. Now, why would the children trust the cops?
Wouldn't abused children want to get out of an abused situation? Of course they would.
All the time. And who among us wouldn't want to help them get out of an abusive situation?
What we got is a teenage girl, 16 years old, helping the cops because just prior to this whole incident, she had an argument with her mother.
Exactly. And, well, she got out of the house. And,
she's 16 years old. Now, if you know anything about 16-year-old girls and their conflicts with their mothers, this whole thing begins to take on a whole different
Was she 16 or 19?
16.
Okay. And I just want to make one...
She's 16. The 19-year-old lives in California. And it's a male.
Okay.
There's eight children altogether. There's six children in the house.
Mm-hmm.
There's the girl, who's 16.
Okay.
And then there's the 19 or 20-year-old, I forget which, who left home a couple years ago, lives in California.
And also, if you're wondering...
By the way, I know these people. They have written letters to me. They have sent donations to the Hour of the Time over the years. This is no surprise to me. I warned them on several occasions that if they're Christians and they're patriots and they're homeschooling, that sooner or later the local authorities would come to break up their family.
Right.
And they believed that, and they were prepared for that. And now the news is telling the world that they were paranoid.
They were paranoid about it, exactly.
But isn't that exactly what happened?
Now,
isn't that exactly what happened? They weren't paranoid. They were right.
It's happening right now.
Yes.
Come on, wake up, folks. And also, why wouldn't the kids trust the cops if this happened the other day, Tuesday? And I'm quoting again. Deputies lured the McGuckin from the house Tuesday. This is the mother, Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
From the house Tuesday with grocery money.
Yeah.
She was taken into custody after going to a store with a deputy who had brought the cash.
Yeah.
And the kids don't trust the cops. So what do you expect them to?
Why should they?
Why should they? Exactly.
And they're trying to say that the woman spent every single penny that she had on alcohol. Now, I know that that's not true.
Right.
She spent whatever money that she could get on food and things for the house and for the children. And she went with them to the grocery store to buy groceries, not alcohol.
Well,
and they arrested her.
Well,
they're lying, but they're doing the same thing to this family that they did to the Branch Davidians.
Nobody wants to do that kind of research, Bill. And I hopefully join a lot of people in your audience in thanking you for doing that research.
Well, you're welcome.
And also one more thing, going to buy the groceries, they're making fun of these kids for eating lily pads, too. Check out the ingredients on your Fruit Loops the next time you get the box in front of your face.
Yeah, really. There's nothing wrong with lily pad stew or a whole bunch of other stews that you can make if you're a poor family. And there's nothing wrong with being poor. And if you choose to live poor, there is nothing wrong with that. Remember, on past broadcasts, I told you that the New World Order would force feed you if you didn't want to eat.
That's true.
Because that's the nature of socialism. Mm-hmm. If you're not dependent on them, you are their enemy.
Well, I thank you for taking my call. I'm going to let somebody else put in their 2 cents. Thank you very much, Bill.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good evening.
520-333-4578 is the number. I wonder where Baby Marks is. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill?
Yeah?
Do you have any information as to any groups that have actually activated?
All I can tell you is that there are people there in place monitoring the situation. They are well armed, and nothing is going to harm those children.
Is there a cordon?
Is there a what?
A cordon? A line? Are
no.
they surrounded?
No, there's no line.
No, okay. Are there video? Do you know if we have videos on the site?
I don't know if they're using video or not. The only assurance that I required and absolutely insisted upon is that that they're in place, that they're armed, and that they're going to make sure that nothing happens to those children. And that has been fulfilled. And whether or not they have video cameras or anything else, I don't know, and probably won't know for some time.
You know, if John Trotman is involved?
If John Trotman was involved, I would be really worried.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Baby Marks.
Hey, Baby Marks, how you doing?
Not bad.
Are you praying that that they kill all those children in that house? Is that going to make you happy, Baby Marks? Huh?
I'm kind of wondering why you're not on your way to Idaho with your guns.
I don't need to be. I said if nobody was there to protect those children, I would go. There's lots of people there to protect those children.
You don't think the government's going to roll in there with tanks and...
No, I don't think so.
Without your help?
Absolutely, I know that they're not going to.
You want to bet?
Yeah. How much you want to bet, Baby Marks?
I'll bet you a bottle of wine.
Hey, let me tell you something. You can't bet anything because nobody knows who you are. You know who I am. Now, why don't you tell us who you are so that if you lose the bet, I can make sure I collect what you owe me.
All right. That's fair enough.
Yeah, it is.
I live in northern New Hampshire, Jefferson City.
Yeah, who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
My name is Carl. Frederick Engels.
Yeah. See what I mean? You got no balls. You're a coward. All you Marxist socialists, you're cowards. Why don't you stand up for your cause like I do? I let the world know who I am and what I believe in. You got no balls.
Why aren't you an Idaho?
You got no balls. Good night, Baby Marx. If nobody showed up in Idaho to protect those children, I would be on my way right this moment. Baby Marx. You gutless, ballless, spineless, little stinking coward. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine.
All righty. Well, I'd like to say something.
I'm glad old Baby Marks called. Boy, he just showed his ass again.
Yeah, I heard him the other night.
I love it when they drop their pants and show us exactly what their face looks like.
Well, I do have one thing to say, that this deal with taking you down to the loony bin, they already did that to me. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt.
That's the standard thing. If you're on a highway and you have a bumper sticker on your car that says you're a patriot, a Christian, or that you homeschool, you're going to be stopped by the cops. If you're stopped by the cops and you don't cooperate exactly like the way they want you to, they will take you to a judge and have you committed to a mental institution.
Oh, I had worse than that. I had SWAT teams and everything else branched around the neighborhood. You see, I'm Tim who used to be in Maryland, and when I moved into Delaware, I guess they figured I was some kind of alien, and they didn't really realize that the woman next door used to drive me to school when I was in eighth grade. She come charging out of the house. We had the SWAT team. We had this. We had that. She comes busting out of the house and goes, what the hell are you doing using my car for the Berlin Wall? Now, how's that for a trip?
That's pretty good.
Hey, and like, yeah. So anyway, they did the standoff deal all night long. They didn't get in the house. And I'm like, I don't really think I would advise you doing that. You know, why? What's going to happen next?
Well, I got to cut you off because we're out of time.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye now.
Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Clune and Allison. I love you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe in freedom, you must understand that if you're not ready and willing to die for it, whenever the need arises, you can never have it. It will never be yours. All I got to do to take your freedom away is threaten your life. And if you're afraid to die in defense of your freedom,
you are my slave forever. And that's exactly the message of Waco, Ruby Ridge, Sandpoint, Idaho. It's meant to scare you. It's meant to terrify you. It's meant to find out who is willing to die for freedom and who's a miserable, stinking, rotten little coward. Which are you? You better find out. You better find out real quick. Civil war is coming to this nation, and we're going to restore a constitutional Republican government. And there ain't going to be no fence sitters.